This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
8:46, you're with The Morning Run. I'm Julian Ng together with Joyce Goh. And now it's time to look at some of the major business headlines from the Starbiz page one. The Special Voluntary Disclosure Program, or SVDP, is expected to collect about 10 billion ringgit from at least 1 million taxpayers who may have misreported their tax filings and did not declare their income to the IRB. I guess that's a kinder way of putting it. If you have taken my cookie, please put it back. I would not look, right? So if you've misreported your tax filings, here's your chance, grace period being provided by the government for you to declare.
Or if you suddenly find out that you have extra income that you didn't declare tax for.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah,
it just appeared out of nowhere.
Yes. Well, the SVDP is a tax amnesty program that was first announced back in November during the tabling of Budget 2019. And the scheme had commenced from November 3rd last year and will continue on till June this year. And they offer taxpayers reduced penalty rates for misreporting their tax filing or failure to declare their income to the IRB.
So how it works is that if you pay or declare your taxes between November and March, the penalty is only 10%. And if you declared it between April and June this year, the penalty rises from 10% to 15%. But if you declare it after June, or rather not declare after June, and you get caught after June, then your penalty would be between 80% and 300%.
So 300%.
So basically, yeah, this is not really an amnesty program. It's just a kind of a discount rate, right? That's given. It's less penalty, but you still got to pay tax.
Tax for your income. It's kind of like a one-off offer.
Tell that to the guys who stashed their money away in Switzerland or something, right?
Ooh. Okay. Well, recently, Julian, you had someone from the IRB on the Breakfast Grill. This is the Deputy CEO of Tax Operation.
Yes, I did. Because I looked at some of the numbers from Indonesia, right? And they managed to collect much higher. According to some figures, the tax collection as a result of the amnesty over there is about 40 billion ringgit equivalent. And then the degree of assets that were declared and that were exposed came forward to declare around the 300 billion level. So I actually asked Dato' Mohamad Nizam Sairi, Deputy CEO of Tax Operation from the IRB, whether only collecting about 10 billion is worth it.
Relative to the amount collected, the total amount of tax collected, 10 to 20 billion is a lot. First of all, it's not a target. It is something that a lot of parties estimate that would be the figure achieved within this special voluntary disclosure period. Because, for example, in the year 2017, the total tax collected was 114 billion.
Correct.
So you're talking about 10 to 20 billion. If it's from that figure, that is a big percentage.
So that was Dato' Mohamad Nizam Sairi, Deputy CEO of Tax Operation on the IRB, talking to us on the Breakfast Grill a few days ago. And I guess his point is correct, because 10 to 20 billion, while small compared to the Indonesian size, is still quite meaningful as far as the entire tax collection is concerned. 100 billion collected from individuals and corporations. So this represents about 10 to 20%. And also, if you think about the shortfall that was created by GST, you know, we got a 20 billion hole. So this 10 billion sort of fills that hole a little bit.
Yeah, so this kind of is like a one-time offer, Julian. So according to the IRB CEO, Dato' Sri Sabin Samita, the disclosures made through the SVDP will be taken in good faith by the IRB. So he encouraged taxpayers to sign up for this program, as he noted that the IRB has access to various sources of information on taxpayers, and they use big data that will enable them to track delinquent taxpayers. They do have all information, actually. I mean, not only looking at your bank accounts, they also have social media. They have a lot of other things where the Inland Revenue Board definitely can track how much you're earning or just looking at the funds going in and going out, given technology today?
Yeah, actually, a lot of other countries also have practiced this kind of tax amnesty or voluntary disclosure programs. I mean, you talk about Australia, China, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Japan, the works, you know, all these countries have established such programs. And quite interestingly, in certain countries, this really stood out to me. If you voluntarily declare, no audit will be done on you.
Oh, right? Really?
So provided you give a full disclosure, then you don't have to go through the trouble of a
being
full
audited.
Audit. Yeah.
So the audit would only be, I guess, it'll only be fair during the years of assessments that you declare. Like. It cannot be future years of assessments because who knows, you may be delinquent for the down the...
That's right.
Yeah, it couldn't be forever, they won't be audited or tax investigated for that matter.
So interestingly, in Australia, when that program was first offered in 2014, thousands of rich Australians came forward to declare billions of dollars in untaxed assets and their income stashed away in Switzerland and other countries.
Okay. So I guess it shows that this can be quite effective.
Yep.
Yeah. Looking at Indonesia, I think there were several tax amnesty programs launched before. This was in 1964, 1984 and 2008. And they recently applied another tax amnesty in 2016. So yeah, it looks like the number of countries have done this program, whether or not, you know, it actually is successful and how much they will collect here in Malaysia, we'll have to wait until after 30th of June.
Yep, absolutely. Okay, the other news that's quite sensational, The Edge on Financial Daily today asked the question of whether will MACC probe help to stem the fall in tourist arrivals? And really, in connection to that, almost spontaneously, there is a news report that Dr. Siew Kaw Wei, who is also ANCOM Berhad's executive chairman, was remanded for 4 days over 100 million ringgit tourism contract that was awarded before the GE14.
Yeah, so Dr. Siew Kaw Wei, he was remanded with the chief of a private firm, Elizabeth Ken Zeying, and Siew was arrested for abusing his position by recommending a company through direct appointment to carry out a digital promotion campaign project totaling more than 99 million ringgit using the agency's fund.
That's right. Some of these details have been previously exposed by former Wang Sen Maju MP Wee Choo Kiong, who was also the former chairman of Tourism Malaysia, and he had called in the past on the authorities to look into promotional contract between Tourism Malaysia and a local company, claiming that it had been given under dubious circumstances. He claimed that a meeting on the 99 million ringgit directly negotiated deal, as well as the approval and the signing of the agreement, had taken place in a single day, I think just right before the general election.
Well, Siew is also ANCOM Berhad's executive chairman, Nalex Berhad's group managing director and CEO of Redberry Media Group. ANCOM has actually issued, ANCOM and its subsidiaries and ANCOM Logistics have all said that, you know, the business is still business as usual, despite what has happened, and operations remain unaffected.
And just turning our attention to the tourism numbers in more details, Joyce. So Malaysia has missed its full-year tourist arrival numbers for the 5 straight years. And it seems like it was implied in the Edge articles. And this has happened before
Sukawai's appointment, right?
The appointment, yes.
But it does, Malaysia chairman.
It does imply that Tourism Malaysia has not done its job because a lot of money is being spent in that sector. It's a very lucrative sector, and it even is fraught with so much controversy. Even created memes like "Churi Churi Malaysia," play on the "Chuti Chuti Malaysia" idea. What are some of these details, Joyce, about tourist arrivals?
Well, the total tourist arrival target for 2018, that was revised down to 26.4 million, from an earlier forecast of 33.1 million. And looking at this, I guess what Malaysia has to understand is the trend of when it comes to traveling has shifted so much. You know, you can see tourists, they're still going to Singapore, they're still going to Thailand. I think Thailand is our neighbor. I mean, our neighbor Thailand is such a popular tourist destination. And, you know, it's all about experiences right now. It's not so much as to, you know, go in a tour group and then go look at a monument, take a photo there. So I think we have to get with the times and maybe do curate some experiences local, maybe go you know, go to the mama, have a meal. Who knows? You know, there are different kind of things that we could look into. There must be a reason why tourists, the arrivals for tourists is trending down.
Yeah, I think there was a recently something new on, if I'm not mistaken, on Airbnb, where you can sign up to be a local operator, because you a local tour guide, right? Mm-hmm. Because you have a local knowledge. And I guess that's something that could enhance the travel experience. But, you know, Joyce, most of the tourists that, actually a lot of the tourists that come into Malaysia are Singaporeans, so which are our friendly neighbor down south, right? So they just make day trips into places like Malacca and so on. Mm-hmm. But not a small number is also coming from China, right?
That's right. So I mean, Tourism Malaysia data shows that tourists from China, they've started coming back. This was when I was working on the story in 2017. They're starting to come back after there was a time when they stopped coming. I mean, a number of them stopped coming to Malaysia following the twin tragedies, MH370 and MH17. And you can see that the Chinese tourists, they are coming back, but whether or not it's enough, or are they going to other places as well as they explore the world?
8:57, Fitch warns of a possible cut to US AAA rating if the shutdown is continue. So Joyce, very quickly, this US could be in danger of losing their AAA ratings.
Yeah, this is if the government shutdown continues. I think what Fitch is saying, that is likely to impact its ability to pass a budget. So that's the news that's come up from this.
And you know what's causing the impasse of the budget over there?
What?
It's the wall that Donald Trump wants to build. And he needs a lot of money in that and perhaps even affecting the fiscal health of the U.S. Department. So Fitch is keeping a watch here. But back here in Malaysia, we also have Nomura downgrading the Malaysian equities, saying that there is a possible sovereign ratings downgrade as well.
Yeah, I think some of the reasons why Nomura downgraded Malaysian equities include the possible sovereign ratings downgrade, as well as slow structural reforms, potentially higher fiscal deficit and, you know, weak earnings growth profile and expensive valuations.
Absolutely. We'll be talking more about this in the markets section coming up after the 9 a.m. news. For the time being, Fitch has a stable outlook in Malaysia's credit rating. So just stay with us until 9 o'clock, where we're going to go to Bursa Malaysia, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.